Let's bring in more now on those Ukraine talks. We are hearing more and more details coming into us about the fact that they may have been somewhat downgraded. But Emily Boyle on the press review today has been looking at the newspapers, perhaps a little bit more optimism before those talks may have been downgraded. Let's find out exactly what the papers are saying on it, Emily.
Yes, well, the papers are trying to keep up with developments as they happen. It was on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today, Trump to let Putin keep seized land. This article says that Donald Trump's latest peace settlement suggests that Putin can keep all of the territory he seized in Ukraine so far. It's part of the US's 7-point plan to end the war in Ukraine. Crucially, according to this article, it leaves the Ukraine with no US security guarantee. It also involves the US offering formal recognition of Russian sovereignty of Crimea. Now, this has obviously rocked the boat in Ukraine a little bit. The Kyiv Independent has this article today. Zelensky rules out recognizing Crimea as Russian and warns against playing Putin's game. At the same time, the New York Times here is reporting that the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has announced he would not attend the next stage of the peace talks. The article says that Ukraine's rebuttal and Rubio's snub cast doubts over how much progress is actually being made. Meanwhile, the Kyiv Post here has this today. They're reporting that Putin is open to direct talks with Ukraine. It says that the failed Easter ceasefire and Trump's threats to walk away from talks has caused Putin to do a 180. Putin had previously announced he would only negotiate with what he calls the Ukrainian regime if Zelensky stood down. Now let's take a look at Politico. They're looking at the Ukrainian response. It says Ukraine is ready to negotiate, but only if Russia agrees to a ceasefire first. The article also calls that a significant change of tone. Ukraine had previously refused to engage in any direct talks with the Kremlin. This comes as negotiators meet in London for ceasefire talks today. The Guardian is covering that summit. They're reporting on encouraging signals going into the talks, but they highlight that there's been no breakthrough since talks mediated by the White House began about 3 months ago now.
Let's come to France for this next story. This is the Betterame scandal. It's continuing here. If you don't know about this, this is France's Prime Minister, François Bayrou. He's accused of ignoring systemic abuse happening inside a school that was attended by his own children.
Yes, exactly. Well, Paris Match brings us the latest in this story with this interview, which makes for quite an uncomfortable read. It's an interview with Bayrou's own daughter, Hélène. Hélène attended the school and said she too was a victim of abuse during her time at Betterame, particularly during a camp, apparently. She's not spoken about it to anyone for 30 years, especially not her father. She says she compares the Catholic school to a sect and a totalitarian regime. The Monde is also covering it today here. This article says that François Bayrou is expected to attend a hearing of the Parliamentary Inquiry Commission on the 14th of May. He's accused of turning a blind eye to the widespread physical and sexual abuse at the Catholic boarding school. Prime Minister François Bayrou, though, has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing.
Emily's going to end for us today in some cultural news. It is, if you didn't know, it's Shakespeare Day today, in commemoration of the Bard's birthday. It seems historians have found some new information on his private life.
Exactly. Well, we are lucky to have some Shakespeare gossip on Shakespeare Day, thanks to The Guardian today. The course of true love might actually have run smooth for Shakespeare, although he was widely assumed to have an unhappy marriage. Historians have discovered a new letter written to his wife, Anne Hathaway, which could suggest the contrary. It's addressed to Mrs. Shakespeare at an address previously not known in London. This article says it's evidence that the Shakespeares lived under the same roof. It says that it casts doubt on the disastrous marriage hypothesis that many Shakespeare scholars swear by. It's all very romantic indeed. But if you did want to brush up on your Shakespeare, I would recommend you start saving up your pennies. To bid or not to bid, that is the $4 million question. LBC brings us news that four 300-year-old folios are going on auction today and expected to sell for up to £4.5 million. This article says the first folio, which contains 36 of Shakespeare's plays, is the most significant publication in the history of English literature. It says that without it, up to half of his plays, including Macbeth, would have been lost. Only one person is going to take home the folios. It will be the winter of the discontent of the others, and they'll be wandering, folio, folio, wherefore art thou?
Oh, very good. Well done, Emily. I wonder how long that took you to think of that. You had a bit of time. I was trying to think of one myself, but I only had a couple of minutes.
You should get yourself to a nunnery.
Very good. Emily Ball with the papers on France 24. Just before I leave you...